Welcome back to the Build Your Empire podcast. I'm so excited today to be joined by Owen Hone, who is somebody that I've been watching now for a little while, somebody who's very, very into the organic side of the marketing as well, but has such a cool message that he brings to the table. So welcome, Owen. Thanks for joining us.
Very pumped to be here.
Awesome. So tell us, let's just start with, who are you? What are you about? How did you become who you are now? That's probably like three different questions in one. Let's go with like, who are you?
Great question. I think the biggest breakthrough that I've had ever is that I've always been this person.
Yes.
The only difference is that I always believed that I had to change. And the biggest breakthrough is realizing that I'm already everything that I need to be. So
wow, he just comes in with a mic drop straight away.
But it's so true. Like we have the, you know, and it comes down to media and yeah. You know, just people and life, is that we just get, and marketing, that we just get, you know, fed into this illusion that in order to be successful or make loads of money, that we have to be a certain kind of person. And then therefore, if we're different to that, we feel like we're not good enough in some capacity. But the reality is that if you're, you know, if you want to make money or you want to create any level of success, you know, who you want to be doing that is totally up to you. You can, you know, James, you know, we obviously both know James, he's like, Donald Trump is, he's a fucking dick, but he's rich. Then I know plenty of people like that are amazing, incredible people that are rich. And you don't have to be a good person to be rich. You don't have to be woke or meditate to be rich. Like, you can be whoever you want to be and be rich if that's what you choose to do. So I think that's the breakthrough that not everyone will have, that everyone needs.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And I think, you know, on this journey, you know, when you realize, like you just said, you already are exactly who you need to become, but you just become, do you agree, like an evolved version? You know, you are exactly the same person that you were 10 years ago. You're just a more evolved, educated version.
Yeah, I think we just have more skills and have more knowledge.
Yeah.
And different habits. Yeah.
So true. So let's kick off with, you know, what was your vision when you stepped into the online space? What was your vision for all of it? Did you already have everything like what you have now mapped out, or did you stumble into this? What was the journey for you?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think that, you know, for a lot of people listening, we, same deal, like, oh, you got to have a really strong vision and you need to be passionate. And I always think, I'm like, I want to be passionate. Where can I get one of these passions? How can I get one of these visions? I never had any of that. Yeah. My only vision was to make money and be successful.
Yeah.
And I had never had a big vision. I never wanted to, you know, eradicate cancer or do anything. I just wanted to be successful. And yeah. And my vision is only really starting to come to the fore now, after I've been through all of that, because now I've been able to, I guess, get out of that survival mode into what I truly want to create. But, you know, early days when you don't believe you can make your first sale, let alone 10K, 20K, whatever it is a month, you're not focused on creating a vision that's going to impact all these people. And if you are, you're only saying it because you feel that's what you should. Yeah. Like, that's real talk. Yeah. So no, I never had anything figured out. And again, normal. Maybe if we just realized that not having it figured out was totally normal, we'd be a lot easier on ourselves. And then therefore we'd take more action and yeah, stop sabotaging ourselves because we think we should be somewhere other than where we are.
True. What did success look like for you? What was that, you know, when we say that successful person, you know, what was that little image that came to mind for you?
The primary question that I used to ask myself was, how can I be the best?
Yeah.
So for me, success was how could I could be the best. And it wasn't, how can I be the best that I can help more people and da da da. It was, how can I be the best because I didn't feel like I was good enough or significant enough. So I thought, if I can be the best at something, then that would finally allow me to, you know, validate all of my fucking insecurities. So I was insecure as fuck, but that actually propelled me to take a lot of action and develop. All I wanted to do was feel confident in myself. So I invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into the, you know, the best personal development, business coaches, mentors, etc., which allowed me to grow heaps, which now allows me to have so much more to give. But success was pretty simple. I just wanted people to give me attention. and for me to be good at something early days. Like that's the truth. And for most people, that's where they're at. I think, you know, a lot of people, we live in a very superficial world where we want status and we want attention. And so that's at least what it was for me. That was the fuel at the beginning that at least got me started.
Yeah, I love that. It's so incredibly true. I think not enough people go there, not enough people own it, that, you know, we all came from a place of some type of pain, you know, at the start. Doesn't kind of look like that now, but, you know, it was very much the same for me. It was like, I just want to be important, you know. But yeah, that journey propels you into things that, you know, were obviously made to come your way, which is really, really cool. Yeah. So, you know, moving forward from there, what did you find in the online space? What was the one thing when you discovered it that you were like, oh, this is my jam? Because there's various, you know, paths that you go on. There's various things that you learn. What was it, you know, where you just went, this is one of my values?
I don't know if I'm answering the question the way you intended, but I think one of the biggest things for me with growing a business online that changed my entire life was the notion or the commitment to unapologetically express my beliefs and my opinions and worldviews and values and to do it unapologetically while, you know, unconditionally loving myself in the process. Because I think the two go hand in hand. People will find you for your content, but follow you for your character. And so the moment I started to, and you know, if you can't fix it, feature it. The moment I started to just be like, fuck it, and I did that online, I actually changed and become who I needed to be online before I actually did in person. Like business gave me because, you know, it's so easy to pick up your phone and just hit post and have your say. Then like I remember the first 2 years of my business, and it's even a bit weird sometimes now, like I was at a barbecue with someone and somebody like, oh, what do you do? And I just freak out, just couldn't fucking answer it. And so like I believe that business is the greatest personal development vehicle in the world, because it forces you to grow into who you need to become in order to get what you want. And for me personally, all I ever wanted to do was be unapologetic and have the confidence to be myself. And it forced me to do that. And so at the same time, I guess essentially became unleashed as me, my business took off. And so I think, you know, for the greatest advice I can give anyone is just, you know, stop giving a fuck about what everyone else thinks about you, which is the worst advice you can ever give to anyone. But realize if you, because a lot of people want freedom.
Yeah.
How many people listen? It's like, I want freedom, I want freedom, I want freedom. What they don't realize is that freedom comes from those moments when you have something to say and you're terrified to do it, yet you say it anyway.
Yeah.
That's what freedom means. You can be free when you have no money in your bank account, and you can be free when you're rich. But that was it for me. And so now I have like the ability to you know, experience that whenever I want. And it has nothing to do with the amount of money in my bank.
Yeah, that's so cool. And that is freedom, isn't it? Because, you know, if freedom is attached to a figure, you're still constrained by not being there, or, you know, or not having that in your bank. But if you can find freedom without the money attached to it, then you're unstoppable. So on your journey, who was the biggest influence for you? Who what was that moment? I remember what mine was. Mine was a book, actually a podcast. You know, what was that one for you where you just went, oh, no way.
I have to thank so many people that have really, you know, helped shape my journey. But I think the person that's had the biggest overall influence is Tony Robbins, hands down. Because like I remember going to, I was in a network marketing company. I had the opportunity to go to Unleash the Power Within.
Yes.
And I had the ticket compensated and it fucking unleashed me. And then I suggest everyone that absolutely everybody should go and attend these events. He's getting old, so they should go and do it now. But it just gave me somebody to model. Like, he's like, the secret to living is giving. I didn't believe that. I knew I needed to believe it, but I didn't actually believe it. All I just wanted to do was fucking make money, the expense of whatever. But I started to see the beliefs that I could have that might serve me better. And I just started to like really model him. And he's like, you know, the reason why we want to create something is so that we can grow. So then we've got more to give. And when we're growing, we feel fulfilled. And the ultimate, like, you know, we meet our, you know, our ultimate spiritual needs, and we actually have something to contribute. And the more, as we know, the more we're around somebody and we're exposed to them, we just start to become like them. So Tony Robbins is probably the most influential. And then I've had multiple coaches along the way that have helped me, you know, take those next steps. But I think that I haven't found a greater role model or human being or person to, you know, emulate what they do than him. That's just an incredible example. So
yeah, that's so cool. I've been lucky enough that one of his very, very close friends is a mentor of mine. So very, very much understand where you're coming from in that sense. An incredible, incredible human. So tell us, what are you listening to or reading at the moment?
Oh, not much, hey. Like I've really had the last 2 years I've really, you know, stepped back and just been like, I'm just gonna create and back myself. I just listen to YouTube, hey. Like I've got YouTube Premium, and I just like I'll just find a video and I'll just put on different stuff and listen to it. The only there's a book that James recommended for me. So 100 mil offers. Has he shared that with you?
No, he hasn't. I'm going to write that one
down. Go read it. I've only listened to the first part on Audible. And yeah,
I'll probably listen to it. I'm not going to lie.
It's epic.
Cool.
It is epic. So that's, I've listened to about 45 minutes in the last 4 weeks, but that 45 minutes has been epic. So,
And I think there's a stage where you've got to stop listening and start doing. Do you agree? There's a lot of people that over personal develop, where they go to every seminar and they do all the things and they're always in seminars, but they don't action any of it. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's probably what happened. I probably got to a point, I think I just said to myself, I'm just going to start implementing. And to be honest, I think I started coach clients and I realized that all of the shit that I consumed over time, I actually knew more than I gave myself credit for. Yeah. I was like, I know enough. Like all of this personal development stuff that I've done is incredible. And James, I think James said to me one day, he's like, back yourself, bro. All of these years and thousands of dollars you have spent, people haven't done that shit. Like you have so much to offer. And yeah, I think I just got the point. I was like, well, I'm just going to back myself with what I know for a bit. And yeah, it's been a nice little period of implementation.
Yeah.
So I agree. It's a balance.
What would you say to somebody entering the online space? You know, there are a lot of challenges that you come up against, obviously building business online. One of them is marketing yourself. You know, the other one is obviously, potentially being worried about being in front of the camera. There's all these little different things. Some of us will struggle with more than what others do. What would you say to someone entering the online space that has some of these worries that feel like, you know, that's what's slowing them down? What would you say to them, you know, apart from fucking just do it, what would it be to help them through? Because I know what I have seen out there is a lot of people have got big dreams, but a lot of people let other people crush their dreams, you know, whether it's family that don't agree with what you're doing, it could be friends, you know, that put you down, or so-called friends that put you down for what you're doing. What would you say to somebody that's in that space? Because I know it's a really big space for people at the moment.
Yeah, first of all, I'd probably ask the question, how bad do you want it?
Yes.
And I shared a story during our challenge last week, and I won't share who it's by because I wonder if a few people can guess. But there's a story where, and I remember one day I was running around a footy oval. I got up at like 5 a.m. to go for a run, and I was listening to this on YouTube, and it got to the end of it, and I just burst into tears. Mm. I just burst into tears, and I was like, fuck, how many times am I going to say I'm going to do this and then not follow through? How many times am I going to say I'm going to burn the boats and this means the world to me where I just fucking give up? And it kind of hit me. And anyway, the story goes, there's this guy who wants to be successful. There's this kid who wants to be like really wants to be successful. And he's told that there's this guru that can help him. So the kid goes and he finds the guru and he goes, hey, guru, He walks up to the old man. He's like, I want to be successful. And the guru says, you really want to be successful? He's like, yeah, I fucking want to be successful. He's like, are you sure? Are you prepared to do whatever it takes to be successful? He's like, I'm prepared. Like, just tell me what I need to do. He goes, all right, meet me down at the beach tomorrow at 4 a.m. He's like, all right, like I'm prepared to do whatever it takes. I'll meet you there. So he gets up the next morning and it's like 8 degrees Celsius, freezing cold. And for anyone who lives near, like knows what it's like down by the beach when there's wind and it's like 8 degrees and there's wind hitting your face, it's freezing. It's winter time, right? He goes up and he sees this dark figure standing there at the beach. He walks up to the guru and he's like, all right, I'm here. And he goes, all right, you want to be successful? Yes. And he's like, fuck yes, I want to be successful. And so he goes, all right, walk out into the water. And so the kid starts to walk out into the water and it gets up to about his knees. And he goes, keep walking out. And the kid's like, what do you mean? Like, I said I want to be successful. I don't want to get out here and catch pneumonia. Like, what's going on? He goes, you told me you want to be successful. Keep walking out. Yeah. He keeps walking out, gets up to his waist. Then it gets up to about his chest height. And he goes, keep walking out. And just as the water's about to get to shoulder height, the old man grabs the kid by the hair and dunks him underwater.
Mm.
And he dunks him underwater. He's holding him there and the kid's like scratching and he's trying to get up. And just before the kid's about to pass out, the old man lifts him up. The kid's like, and he almost takes a swing because he feels like he's almost died. And he's like, why the fuck did you do that? And the old man goes, when you're underwater, he's like, what did you want? More than anything. And he said, I just wanted to breathe. And he goes, when you want to be successful, as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Holy shit.
And that's when I just burst into tears. I'm like, do I want it bad enough? How bad do I want it? Do I want it as bad as I say that I want it? And that broke me through from that moment. Like I was never going to give up.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I have been able to go from, you know, not having a business and having no one in my family having business to never making a sale to having my first sale to my first $10,000 a month to, you know, doing, you know, on track to do $1 million this year and we'll continue to grow with that is because I didn't give up. That's it. So I said to you at the start, it's not, nothing special. I just didn't give up because it's important enough to me. I want to create it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So my advice is that if you're not prepared to do those things, even when it's uncomfortable, that's okay. Go do something else that you love enough that you're prepared to do whatever it takes. Because someone's like, they're like, I don't know if sometimes people come to me and they're like, I don't know if I have what it takes. I don't know if I have it in me. And what I will always respond with is it's not about having what it takes. It's being prepared to do whatever it takes to get what you want. So two different things. People think that they need the magic pill. It's like, no, how bad do you want it? Are you prepared not to give up? Because if you are, you win. So that's my advice.
And there is no magic pill. You know, like I've had so many people say to me, like, what's the secret? There's no fucking secret. There's not one of them, you know, maybe some extra knowledge, you know, but apart from, like you just said, it's showing up on the days where you don't want it. It's showing up and literally sitting in front of your computer and going, fuck, I don't even know what the next step is, but you just take it anyway, you know, like it's that's the secret, do you believe?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. I love it. You've just smacked me in the face with that
story. Did it hit you too? I wasn't sure if you'd heard it before. So did it?
No, I haven't. I've heard one very similar about, you know, the pearly gates of heaven and when you arrive, you know, you're told not to look in that room and the room's stacked, you know, from floor to roof full of boxes. And, you know, in true human spirit, we're like, damn it, I want to look in the room now. Like, I want to look inside the boxes because you told me not to. You know, and then later he does. He looks inside the boxes and, you know, God, spirit, universe, whatever you want to call it, says to him, well, you know, I told you not to look in these boxes. And he said, well, what is all this stuff? And he's like, these are all the dreams that you gave up on. You know, so very, very similar, you know, but yeah, like, do you want to be arriving to the pearly gates of heaven or wherever we end up with, you know, enough storage to kill a small army of all the shit that you said no to and all the times that you gave up and all the dreams that you didn't pursue because you were worried about your friend that's not even your friend, you know, with all the bullshit that they have to say. So you know, another big thing that I realized in this journey is, you know, and you just touched on this before, is, you know, you're most like the five people around you. Did you have to make some pretty big changes in your circle on this journey?
I actually didn't. No, it's funny you say that, because I always heard that quote, and I would say to myself, well, where do I find these fuckers? Like, I'm happy to get some good mentors, but where do I find them? Just like the passion, I was like, where do I find it?
Yeah.
And so for me, I never found anyone in a physical sense. My mentors were all in, you know, Tony Robbins, Rock, Greg Plitt, Andy Frisella, David Goggins, all people that I've, YouTube, if you want five people, YouTube, they're my mentors. And like, I've got The Rock, Tony Robbins, Greg Plitt, Harvey Specter all on my wall. They were my five people. So if there's anyone else that's like, well, I don't have anyone in my area, whether it's friends or family or mentors, like, you got no excuse, YouTube. And then since then, as I've grown and changed, I have just naturally fell into different friendships with different people that are doing the same shit as me. But it didn't come straight away. Like, it definitely didn't come straight away.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, there's a million things that we could touch on, and, you know, I want this to be really impactful, as it already has been for people who are, you know, in that online space in business. You know, obviously there'll be loads of people listening that are in brick and mortar. Where do you see things going? This is probably going to be, you know, potentially controversial, who knows? You know, where do you see things going? Obviously, where the world is at right now, the restrictions, the, you know, we've got NFTs popping up, we've got all these things happening. Like, what do you see happening in the next 3 to 5 years in the online space?
I think technology-wise, it's almost impossible. I just think that it's not going to look like how it is today in 5 or 10 years, that's for sure. I think there's going to be a whole lot of changes, and I think that if someone is not willing to adapt, it'll be very easy to get left behind, because things are changing so rapidly, and, you know, platforms will change and all that kind of stuff. But I think the one thing that will allow online business owners to be able to stand out, I truly believe that we're moving into a trust-based economy, meaning that there are so many, you know, gurus and coaches and people out there saying that they can do this and that and making all these different promises, that it's really easy for, like, we have a bullshit radar that is more sensitive than ever before.
Yeah.
So I think that those that are going to break through and really be able to stick around are those that are being, you know, prepared and able to allow people to trust in them.
Yeah.
Where they can build intimacy and trust and relationships with their audience.
Yeah.
It's very easy to be, you know, position yourself as something, but if you don't have the ability to be able to have your audience trust you and believe in you, then you're going to be left behind, which I think creates a massive opportunity for those people who are doing the right things in the right way. And because people are craving authenticity, wouldn't you agree? Yeah. People are craving real, authentic.
But I think people are craving runs on the board as well. You know, like, even if you're a new coach in the space, you don't necessarily have to, you know, earn $1 million, but you need to have the runs on the board that what you're doing has legitimate results and what you're doing is going to offer these people what it is that they're looking for. I think there's way too many coaches, and I did a post about it not long ago saying, you know, should you have done it? Should you have earned $10,000 a month before you can show someone how to do it? And there was a mixture of results. A lot of people were like, no. Whereas, you know, personally, I think that, you know, in order, especially, you know, obviously I'm in the space of scaling and that type of stuff. So, you know, for me, I mean, how do I show someone how to do something if I haven't done it? You know? It was actually really interesting. A lot of people were like, nah, you don't need to have done it. Whereas for me, I think it's very much a runs on the board. It's moving in that way where people want to see proof. People want to see results. They want to see it. They want you to show them, you know, what you've helped people create, not just talk about it.
An overweight personal trainer can't show you how to lose weight.
Oh, you know? Boom. I remember walking into my gym actually, and I looked around and I was desperate for a coach, not because I had any goal to hit. I was just slack. Like, I needed someone to get me there, to get me back on the wagon. And I remember looking around and thinking, well, I'm not going to coach with anyone in here because nobody actually had what I wanted. No one had what I wanted. Right?
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it blew my mind. And I trained there for 7 years. I did it myself in the end, but you know, I trained there for 7 years without being coached by someone due to that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So for you, what's happening in your world right now? What are you creating and what's 2022 going to bring for you?
So for me, I'm really excited. We've just recently released our social media powerhouse certification, where I actually take you through an entire course to, you know, teach you and show you the exact strategy that we use to grow our business up to six figures, and what our clients are using to get some extraordinary results. And this is a system that, you know, is backed by close to $10 million of results in the last 12 to 24 months. Wow. And is something that, you know, I've learned and then, you know, put a whole bunch more into. So that's something I'm really excited to be able to serve people with, because, you know, for those people that are in that validation stage, you know, where they're not consistently doing 15 to 20K a month, it's exactly what they need. And I think it's a missing piece for a lot of people. So really excited about that. And then in the new year, I've set up some systems and structures really allowing me to step back from the business that is really going to allow me to go and create. So in terms of exactly what that is, everyone's going to have to stay tuned. I've got a 5-day long weekend where I'm just going to go sit in the cabin in the new year for 5 days and just get really creative.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have to stay tuned as to what that is. And I'm just going to let my creative juices flow and see what I can do. Yeah.
That's so exciting. Honestly, I can't thank you enough for your time. You know, you are crazy busy, as we all are, but, you know, being able to jump on with you and just share a little bit insight about, you know, the fact that it doesn't matter where you're going, you know, a lot of these stories that you hear on this podcast are very, very similar, you know, and one of those standout key factors is definitely consistency, which you spoke about. So where can people find you, Owen, if they want to check out more about you or they want to work with you?
Yeah, so at the Owen Hone on Instagram, and then just search Owen Hone on Facebook, O-W-E-N and then H-O-N-E, and you can't miss me. They're the best two places. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast right now, it'd be really cool. DM me powerhouse. Would be really cool. I'd be really interested to know who's listening, and feel free to let me know, like, what was your biggest takeaway from listening to Mel and I here. It'd be really, really cool to connect with some of you all. So Facebook and IG are the two places where it's at.
Love it. So get DMing people, because you know what, you're not always going to be able to have access to Owen. Like he said, he's going to be stepping back. So, you know, what an amazing opportunity. Thank you so much for joining us. You definitely brought a story that smacked me in the face that I'm definitely going to remember and share. So I really appreciate your time, and I can't wait to watch you crush it in 2022.
Yeah. So by the way, Google Eric Thomas, how bad do you want it? That's the story on YouTube. Everyone should go check
Eric
it out.
Eric Thomas.
Eric Thomas, how bad do you want it? Eric is E.T. the hip-hop preacher. He's pretty intense, but see who does the story better, me or him.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go check it out right now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.